listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Mod Beat and Forgotten Gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. You know, as I'm doing all of my rummaging around for records and searching for new stuff, I come across a lot of music that I'll think, well, this is really, really good, but it's kind of too rock and roll for my show. Maybe it's too rockabilly or rock and roll. What I'm trying to say is, as a mod, there's a fine line between music that's mod music and music that rockers would listen to, greasers. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, it's the Marlon Brando's In the Wild Ones, kind of leather jacket wearing, motorcycle riding, jive dancing, natural enemy of the mod. Or so the press would have you believe. That Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, Edwardian Teddy Boy thing was greasy and unkempt and the antithesis of what mod is, was. And so music associated with that often is looked down on by mods. But I'm here to say that there is a common ground. There is a secret admiration, I think, between the greasers and the mods, and all the music has the same root. It all comes from Black American rhythm and soul.
This house, let my hair grow long and let it all hang out. I got an old guitar and it's a pretty good rig. All I gotta do is find me a gig. I'm gonna give myself a party and I'll be the crowd. Turn the volume up a bit and pick the guitar loud. Yeah, now you got the rhythm and you're feeling the beat. Started in the shoulders and working to your feet. Move it, move it, work it on out. Break it, shake it, move it, groove it. That's what it's all about. Now you got the feeling and it's down in your soul. All you gotta do is go cat, go. Around the corner and down the street, brand new rhythm, it's your soul beat. The cats are getting with it, they're really going wild. Well, I mean, it's got the breezes and a fanning in the air. Yeah, now you got the rhythm and you're feeling the beat. You gotta start it in your shoulders and work it to your feet. Move it, move it, work it on out. Faking, shaking, moving, grooving, and that's what it's all about. Soul. All you gotta do is go cat go.
up mighty loud. And let's liven up this crazy crowd. Come on,
shout, shout, knock some out. Come on, yell, yell, loud as well. You gotta scream, scream, you know what I mean.
On Saturday night now, we're having a time, so let's
shout, shout, knock yourself out, come on, yell, yell, out of control, you gotta scream, scream, you know what I mean, put another dime in the wrecking machine.
Hey, through the fly with our hands in the sky, yeah, oh. Foot stomping, baby, just to you and I, oh. School was out about a quarter to three, oh. And we're having fun, now it's plain to see, so let's
shout, shout, knock yourself out, come on, yell.
One of the godfathers of rockabilly, Carl Perkins, started everything off there with soul beat. I think he was starting to understand by the late 60s that music had a lot more soul than it did in the 50s. I think the difference between rock and roll and R&B or rock and soul is soul. It's that the greasers love that jive swing rock and roll. That was sung by the Carl Perkins, the Jerry Lee Lewis's, the Bill Haley's, the white voices. Keep in mind that Ike Turner is credited as writing the first rock and roll song, which was called Rocket 88, came out in 1950, but it was Bill Haley who made it famous. Now, I'm not saying that they're not great musicians. I'm just saying that there is an essence that isn't there, that say you'd find with Dean Parrish or Mitch Ryder or even Tom Jones. Soulful voices, and those are all white guys too, so it doesn't have anything really to do with color. It's about the soul in the voice. We followed that up with Billy Adams, a track called Ruby Jane on the iconic Sun label, and then Ernie Maresca, Shout Shout Knock Yourself Out on the Seville label, and then I flipped over that Mark Valentino track that I played last week, a track called Walking Alone, and that's on the Rio label, which came out on Swan in the U.S.
Come on, baby, come on down to earth, yeah.
That was the flip side of Jerk It by the Gypsies, which is the early incarnation of the Fascinations. That track's called Diamonds, Rubies, Gold, and Fame, and is on the Old Town label. Before that, the almost doo-wop-y but lovely It Seems Like Yesterday by the Dawns on the Atco label, and it started everything off with the Orlans, another fantastic double-sider. Come On Down, Baby Baby is the name of that R&B rocker that's on the Cameo label. I played the very Northern Soul, I Ain't Coming Back, last week. So that's two of my favorite styles of music on one platter. Can't be beat. And we always say that mod is a broad church, and that's so true. That's why we can encompass things like doo-wop, girl groups, rock and roll, and something very close to my heart, jazz.
The public noticed mods and rockers coming to blows was Easter Bank Holiday in 1964 at Clacton. Events took the media by surprise, and the cameras didn't get there until the day after.
Were you and your friends mods or rockers?
Mods. Well, we're mods when we dressed up, you know.
You are.
Mods.
What caused all this trouble yesterday?
Boredom.
On whose part?
Well, on both.
What happened?
Well, there was lots of things, you know. They started, you know what rockers are like, don't you?
Well, I don't. No, you tell me.
Well, their motorbikes. They started bashing into the scooters and knocking our motors.
And what else happened?
So it was their fault as well as ours.
Rockers that started, you know, they screw you. And if you
take them,
you know, look you up and down and think, it's a funny way of dressing you, think you're a poof or something like that.
They think you're a poof?
Well, that's the way they look at you, as if to say it, you know. So you look at them back and they come over and start trouble. If you don't bother, they keep on at you, so you have to bother.
By the way, they dress the makeup and that they have on them, and the eyeshadow, and eye all boots and that. Sometimes I fancy them myself.
Girl, the kind of girl that I've been looking for.
never seen a blind man cross the road trying to make the other side. Ever seen a young girl growing old trying to make herself a bride? So what becomes of you, my love, when they have finally stripped you off the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad's had to sweat to you goodbye? Oh. Once I was a young man, all I had to do was smile. You are still a young girl and you bought everything in style. Cause once you think you're in, you're out. Oh, cause you don't mean a thing without the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad's had to sweat to you goodbye.
Everything I said about the music that rockers listened to and the white soulless voices that covered all that wonderful black music, it's true also of mod music, because in England, all of the bands, the Kinks, the Stones, Manfred Mann, Spencer Davis Group, the Byrds, they all were covering the music that they loved, which was soul and R&B. And it was rare that a voice could handle some of these really rich songs that were very taxing on the voice and also very demanding. Rod Stewart is probably best known for Handbags and Glad Rags. I think he has a powerful, rich, soulful voice. And I've never really been a big fan of Chris Farlow, but that version by Chris Farlow just nails it. And that song's been covered quite a bit, probably most recently by Stereophonics. But the quality you get from a soulful voice, for me, is also the quality that I love about garage and beat music. It's honest. It's raw. So before that, I played a band called The Beepers. I Got a Hankerin' is the name of that track. And that's on the W&G label. Definitely garagey. And I had to flip over that record that I played last week by Johnny Griffin, Matthew G, and the Soul Groovers. This one's called OG, and it's on Atlantic. Delicious.
Go like this. That's data. chicken in the pot. Then you do the fish, slow, slow twist. Then you do the oh, cajun soup roll. Then you do the tango, taste to the tango.
Push my soul in a deep drop hole, and then I find
tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Have you ever heard Land of a Thousand Dances as popcorn track? Slow and poppin', that's the original by Chris Kenner, who wrote the track. That's on the Instant label. After that, Shirley and Jesse, Ivory Tower on the Wand label. I finished everything up with Betty Levette, What Condition My Condition Was In, on the Karen label.
I love you, I'll even work, I'll pay for stepped on my heart. Then you saw my life fall apart. Why you stepped on my broken heart. Lord, you saw my whole life fall apart. Oh, I wish you looked down on me. I didn't know it would hit me so hard. I've got an empty feeling. I know that never will be filled. Well, I've got an empty feeling, darling, that no one else can feel. Because you took something from me, something I know you just couldn't give. It's a shame to step on a broken heart. Why, it's a crying shame, Lord, to step on a broken heart. So let's get together just one more time. Trying to make a brand new start.
Yeah. Some orchestral blues from Ray Aggie, flipped over Monkey on My Back with Tragedy on the Shirley label. You remember from last week that record is mislabeled. Both sides say Tragedy, but the other side is Monkey on My Back. Before that, The Precisions, Dream Girl on Drew. Before that, Billy Stewart, Because I Love You on Chess.
All night stand, been around, seen a thousand places. All night stand, seen a good half a million faces. Because I made this life, and I made it for myself. If you scandalize my name, then you scandalize yourself. Because I'm not to blame for the things that I've been doing. You all say that I'm bad, and I'll only end in ruin. All night stand with a different girl each night. All night stand with 200 miles to ride. But I won't give it up long as I the bread. When I do, I shall stop, close my eyes and go to bed. And forget all the schnides of all people on my back. Once I'm free from these chains, I ain't never looking back. All night stand, been around, seen a thousand places, yeah. All night stand, seen a good half a million faces, yeah. All night stand, I can't get these people off my back. All night stand, said 10% for this and that. All night stand, dripping club and sweating hard. All night stand, where we're going and what we got.
but she makes me forget when I've been had. She brightens things up when trouble's in the air. She makes me feel good with the love we share. She makes me feel good. Oh, she makes me feel good. Going on, she makes me feel right when things go wrong. She could and put your mind at ease. She's the one kind of good that you know how to please. She makes me feel good. Oh, she makes me feel good.
Question mark and the Mysterians covering The Toys, Can't Get Enough of You Baby on Cameo. The Toys recorded that on Dynavoice. It was written by their manager. It was also more recently covered by Smash Mouth. This cover is interesting because Question Mark and the Mysterians have managed to keep a little bit of 96 Tears in there. Not just with the sound of the organ, but they almost play exactly the riff from 96 Tears. But it works. Before that, the Bow Heavens Feel So Good on Gamma, and started everything with The Thoughts All Night Stand on the Planet label.
Do you feel all right? Yeah. Let me play it again. Yeah.
That was King Curtis, Feel All Right, on the Capitol label. And then Brian Auger and the Trinity featuring Julie Driscoll, A Kind of Lovin', on the Marmalade label. There you have it, episode 172 of On Target. I'll leave you off with The Meters, The Sissy Strut, and hope that you will tune in again next week.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.
Yeah!